Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone. On this Sabbath, November 27, 2021, this is our lesson 344, chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me, part 6. Once more, welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our Tiny Tot song is entitled More About Jesus, and our dear brother will be the one to share it with us.
More About Jesus. More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their mommy or older siblings, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for the Sabbath day. Please protect the word that you got to learn. Please protect everybody that's on the Sabbath day. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Haley. Our Tiny Talk poem is entitled Truth and Love. So let's have a listening ears, dear ones, as your mom or your dad or your sibling will help you to read the poem.
Truth and love, just a little thing to do, to speak the word that's true, yet truth is always best, and he who speak it, blessed. A smile's a little thing, yet never birds that sing, so sweetly grief beguile, as one who gives a smile. To bear another's load, a moment on the road, or ease another's need, is but a little deed. To soothe another's pain, hoping for naught again, is what a child can do, and find it easy too. Yet never once was lost a word or smile that cost, but just as kindly thought that gave and counted not. And fairer than a star, such deeds of kindness are, brighter than stars above, the words of truth and love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Welcome to all the dear virgins that are just coming in. We are going to review what the nature walk of our dear family had experienced from last Sabbath. And today we're going to research the items. And our dear brother will be the one to share it with us.
Bless everyone and see what lessons we have for today's things in nature. I mean, last week's nature that we've seen. the lovely colors you sometimes see at sunrise or sunset are caused by dust, smoke, or water droplets which scatter light in a different way. Since God is light, we can learn more about his character from studying how light acts in different situations. This is a grand theme for meditation. From the specks of dust in the sky causing the glorious sunset colors, we can see a spiritual parallel about how the sins of this lost world brought out new colors or aspects of God's character. We are made a spectacle into the world and to angels because here the universe sees displayed a different kind of knowledge about God than they have ever known before. The manifold wisdom and love of God is made more clearly known, even to the angels that surround his throne, by the way God has acted toward fallen men. These things the angels desire to look into, that they may receive, reflected the knowledge of God's glory, which they cannot obtain by a different direct study of his attributes. 1 Peter 1:12. We know that God is merciful, just, and long-suffering, but it is because of sin that these colors of his character have been reflected. As the dust and water droplets in the atmosphere at sunset scatter light and soften the dazzling fierceness of the sun, at the same time they fill it with crimson hues. In like manner, the dark moral vapors that have risen from our earth in consequence of sin modify and soften the character of God's revelation of himself. Mankind's disobedience has brought out new excellencies in God's nature and filled the horizon of our faith with glowing colors of love before unknown. Blue and green light cannot get through smoky air at the horizon, but red light can still get through. This is the reason why the sun often looks red close to the horizon. The red color of the same sun is a solid reminder of the sacrifice is the Son of Righteousness made for us. Boy, Jesus began to understand what it would cost him to reveal God's love to man at the Passover feast when he saw the bleeding paschal victim. In heaven, we will always remember that he sacrificed himself for us, because in Habakkuk 3:4 we read, "And his brightness was as the light. He had horns raised coming out of his hand, and there was the height of his power." Ooh, now we see how the sun, when the sun set, how the bright colors come. And aren't we grateful how God made them so beautiful for our view? And the seas, our brother and sister Jeremiah and Chrissy have known, is the seed of the butternut tree, and the butternut tree is a member of the walnut tree family. And here's the info all about it. "I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded." Song of Solomon 6:11. Solomon probably had an orchard of walnuts. They make lovely shade. King's gardens had paths that wandered among these beautiful trees, and where in the autumn the nuts might be picked. The beauty of such a scene reminds us of the cities of the plains. They were as the garden of the Lord in its fertility and beauty, but the people lacked purity of character. They bore only the rotten fruit of corrupt minds. Truth, there are several species of walnut trees which are valued for their nuts and wood. The most common species that produce walnuts is the English walnut. They are large spreading trees that grow as high as 100 feet or 30 meters. They have gray bark, large leaves, and soft wood. The English walnut bears clusters of small flowers. These are called catkins. After the flowers, the tree produces walnuts, like the seed in Sister Chrissy's hand. Black walnut trees grow in forests and are hardy trees. They are grown mainly for their lumber. The wood is dark purplish brown with a fine grain and luster. It is especially used for interior finishing, furniture, and gun stocks. This wood has become rare. The rich production of these trees reminds us of the riches of the cities Sodom and Gomorrah. The riches caused idleness among their people and made the hearts hard. When the angels of destruction came, they meant to do them harm. And the people of Sodom weren't as strong as the walnuts, and still their characters were corrupt and evil. And now the info about the twig for the prayer Jeremiah found. The twig, a noun, in Latin, the word is Diego, with a prefix, a small shoot or branch of a tree or other plant of no definite length or size. The Britons had boats made of willow twigs covered on the outside with hides. Noah Webster's Dictionary, 1828. The twig sapless represents a sinner, according to Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5, from 1882 to 1889, paragraphs 591, paragraph 1, top index number 2. Not a secondary matter. Let not home education be regarded as a secondary matter. It occupies the first place in all true education. Fathers and mothers have entrusted to them the molding of their children's minds. How startling is the proverb, as the twig is bent, the tree is inclined. This is to be applied to the training of our children. Parents, will you remember that the education of your children from their earliest years is committed to you as a sacred trust? These young trees are to be tenderly trained, that they may be transplanted to the garden of the Lord. Home education is not by any means to be neglected. Those who neglect their religious duty. Child Guidance, page 118, paragraphs 2 to 3. Next slide, please. Continue. I am the vine, said Christ. Ye are the branches. The closest possible connection is here represented. Engraft the leafless twig upon the flourishing vine stock, and it becomes a living branch, drawing sap and nourishment from the vine. Fiber by fiber, vein by vein, the sapling clings until it buds and blossoms and bears fruit. The sapless twig represents the sinner when united to Christ. Soul is joined to soul, the feeble and finite to the holy infinite, and man becomes one with Christ. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, pages 1882 to 1889, paragraph of page 591, paragraph 1. He, Judas, did not become transformed and converted into a living branch through connection with the true vine. This dry sapling adhered not to the vine until it grew to a fruitful living branch. He revealed that he was the graft that he did not bear fruit, the graft that did not fiber by fiber and vein by vein become knit with the vine and partake of its life. The dry, disconnected sapling can become one with the parent vine, stock only by being made a partaker of the life and nourishment of a living vine, by being grafted into the vine, by being brought into the closest relationship possible. The twig holds fast to the life-giving vine until the life of the vine becomes the life of the branch, and it produces fruit like that of the vine. Sons and Daughters of God, page 291, paragraphs 2 to 3. Now the info about the pheasant. To affect a hen, the male pheasant makes elaborate displays with cackles, crows, screams, and whistles. Nature, kerchief, pheasant. The relationship between a male and female bird is called a pair bond. After the female responds to the courtship of the male, they form a pair bond. In the spring, the male pheasant chooses and defends a territory. To attract a hen, he makes elaborate displays with cackles, crows, screams, and whistles. The hen only clucks and peeps. Absalom was very beautiful on the outside like the pheasant. He attracted many people to himself. Inside, he was rebellious and disobedient. Instead of being a help to his father, he attempted to take his kingdom. He was not successful in the end. Yeah, we remember Absalom was David's third oldest son, and boy was he corrupt. From causing that rebellion, forcing his father to flee, you can learn more about his story later. Like the male birds attracted a mate, Absalom had courted the popular favor. He made an elaborate display of himself going about like he was the king. He also used his voice like a male bird does in courtship to woo the people to his side by listening to their grievances, expressing sympathy with their sufferings or regret at the inefficiency of the government. He carried his courtship with the people so far that he made a practice of kissing those who came to him at the gate of the city. Some male birds have very showy plumage and courtship dances. These do not help build the nest or raise the young. The hen builds the nest, lays her eggs, and rears her chicks. The females usually have dual plumage, which helps to camouflage them when sitting on the nest. It would be well if the women would take a lesson of the female birds and be very modest and retiring in their outward appearance. This would protect the home life, if only Bathsheba had been more careful in this way. Next is the ant, nature. Ants are insects. Ants are insects. An insect has three main body parts, and on these they have two compound eyes, two antennae, two mouth parts, and six jointed legs. The queen and drone only have wings at mating season. Ants are related to bees and wasps. There are many kinds of ants. Some types of ants are carpenter, which is the one that Sister Chrissy saw, army, leaf cutting, farmer, honey ants, and many more. Ants have very happy nest homes. Why? Because all work together doing their part. Isaac and Rebecca had a happy home. Because they work together, each doing their part, and they practice the character quality of courteousness. Leaves need light to make food. Most leaves respond best when the sunlight is at a certain level of brightness. Leaves face upward to catch as much sunlight as they can. Eve should have kept her eyes on the sun of righteousness. If the light is too dim, the leaf will not make enough food. If the light is too bright, it can cause damage to the food-making cells. Satan was successful in blocking the light of God's word to Eve. Like a leaf is not able to make enough of food if the light is too dim, Eve weakens spiritually. And she lost her connection with God and fell spiritually like a withered leaf. Leaves never fell before Adam and Eve fell. Every autumn sees and reminds us of the fall of man. We're so hopeful with God's prayer we don't go the same way. And I'll leave that tomorrow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. So remember, little ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. I know we are almost in winter. We finishing with fall, going into winter. It's going to be a little bit difficult for the nature walk. But whatever the Lord places in your heart to do, there's always lesson. For He's the creator of all season. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Wonderful Merciful Savior. And if any one of the dear remnant family would like to follow one of the verses, may you open the mic to do so. Wonderful Merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and Friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. You are the one that we pray. give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for.
Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving your own. Here is our inner weakness, you find us fallen before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Amen.
You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for. Welcome to all the precious family. We will ask any one of the eldest siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests that would like to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us through this week, oh God. I ask, O Lord, that you will continue to minister to our spirits as we come before you, Father God, on your Sabbath day. I pray that you bless the reading and the hearing of the study that you have provided for us and give us a spirit that is willing to listen and obey your word, Father God. Have mercy upon our souls, Father God, and I continue to pray for the salvation of each one of us, O Lord Jesus. Please forgive us of our sins, iniquities, and transgressions, everything that we've said, thought, done, consciously and unconsciously, known, O Lord. And may your spirit dwell with us, abide among us, O Lord Jesus, and speak to us, Father God. May there be a peace about us, Father God, that we will be able to listen and take heed to what it is that you are instructing us to do, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, in all things that you've provided for us. Thank you, O Lord, for all things that you will continue to provide for us, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 51, from the King James Version, and it reads, I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled In Remembrance of Me in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John?
Blessed Sabbath to everyone. It's a joyous moment when we are together on the Sabbath of the Lord. I ask for a shower of blessings from above upon each and everyone that form part of this home church. May they all be under the light of the Lord, and may their path be bright enough so that their journey and their walk will never stumble. And this I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we have John 6:54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. John 6:56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Amen.
Amen. John?
John.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
Verse 57.
Verse 57.
Okay, go ahead.
As the
living father
had said,
sent
me, and I love
live. By
the
Father,
so he
that
eateth me,
even
he has
shall
love
live. By
me.
John chapter 6 verse 58. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Galatians.
Galatians.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
King James Version.
King James Version.
But God.
Forbid. Forbid.
That. I.
Should.
Should. Glory.
Glory.
In.
It.
I'm sorry. Save.
Save.
In.
It.
The
cross
of our.
Of our.
Lord.
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 Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
By whom.
By whom.
The world.
The world.
Is crucified.
Is crucified.
Unto me.
Unto me.
And I.
And I.
Unto.
Unto.
The world.
The world.
Second.
Second.
Corinthians.
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 Chapter 5.
Chapter 5.
Verse 18.
Verse 18.
King James Version.
King James Word.
King James Version.
King James Word.
Version.
Word.
Version.
Word.
And all.
And all.
Things.
Things.
Are.
Are.
Of God.
Of God.
Who hath.
Who.
Reconciled.
Reconciles.
Us.
Us.
To himself.
To himself.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
And.
And.
Have given.
And given.
To us.
To us.
The ministry.
Ministry.
The ministry.
The ministry.
Of.
Of.
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
Re.
Re.
Con.
Con.
Sil.
Sil.
Li.
Li.
Ation.
Ation.
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
I said it too fast? Sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, King James Version. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling.
It says silence.
See the same word? The world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 660 through 661. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 660. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 660.
And who?
How?
How?
Wait, down the word.
Much more are Christ
words true.
True. Our
spiritual
nature. He
declares
whoso
eateth
my flesh
and drinketh
my blood
had eternal life. Can you read this one?
It.
By
receiving
the life for us poured out on Calvary's cross
that we can live
the life of holiness. Good job. And this life. Come on, Haley, let's finish up.
In this life.
We receive. By receiving his word. By doing those things. Which he has.
Commanded.
Thank you, Haley. Continuing on the next slide, please. Thus we become one with him. He that eateth my flesh, he says, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father had sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. John chapter 6, verse 54, 56, and 57. So the Holy Communion, the scripture is a special sense, in a special sense applies. And on the slide, it has the verse from John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. And again, that's from John chapter 6, verse 35. And continuing on the next slide, please. And I will go ahead and bubble down and share with someone else who would like to participate.
As faith contemplates our Lord's great sacrifice, the soul assimilates the spiritual life of Christ. That soul will receive spiritual strength from every communion. The service forms a living connection by which the believer is bound up with Christ and thus bound up with the Father. In a special sense, it forms a connection between dependent human beings and God. Desire of Ages, 600, page 660, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 and verses 8 through 11, margin. Taken from the Desire of All Ages Memory Verse CD, volume 3. Desire of Ages, page 661. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
The Desire of Ages, page 661. As we receive the bread and wine symbolizing Christ's broken body and spilled blood, we in imagination join in the scene of communion in the upper chamber. We seem to be passing through the garden consecrated by the agony of him who bore the sins of the world. We witness the struggle by which our reconciliation with God was obtained. Christ is saying, set forth, crucified among us. Desire of Ages, page 661, paragraph 1. And on the side says, is bread and wine. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19 KJV. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled to us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Amen. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this was taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, from the King James Version margin. This was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building from the Memory Verse CD.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen. Let us continue. Welcome to all the dear ones that are just coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 661. If anyone of the dear family would like to check the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Looking up upon, I said, well, looking upon the crucified Redeemer, we more fully comprehend the magnitude and the meaning of the sacrifice made by the majesty of heaven. The plan of salvation is glorified before us, and the thought of Calvary awakens the living sacred emotions in our heart. Praise to God and the Lamb will be in our hearts and on our lips. Pride and self-worship cannot flourish in the soul that keeps fresh in ceremony.
In memory?
In memory, the scenes of Calvary. Desire of Ages, page 661, verse 2.
Amen. Good job. Welcome to the dear remnant family that are just joining us. Let's learn yet another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verses 24 through 25, King James margin. It was taken from the Cadet Sister CD. The scripture song will be sung in a cappella.
Now unto him that is able to keep, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty.
us continue in our study. We are still in the Desire of Ages, page 661. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
He who beholds the Savior's matchless love will be elevated in thought, purified in heart, transformed in character. He will go forth to be a light to the world, to reflect in some degree this mysterious love. Next slide, please. The more we contemplate the cross of Christ, the more fully shall we adopt the language of the apostle when he said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Sister Didi. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is really, it's a spirit of prophecy song taken from the book, Christ Object Lesson, page 159, paragraph 3, margin. It also was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section, Encouraging Quote in the Testimony Memory CD.
Don't take my heart, for I cannot give it. It is thy property. Keep it pure, for I cannot keep it. I cannot keep it for thee. Save me in spite of myself, my weak, unchristlike self. Hold me, fashion me.
Amen. Well, dear ones, we are going to reserve the sixth question that we use for the review section for next Sabbath. And I hope if you do have any other questions besides the six that needs any research, you can be able to send it beforehand by Thursday or Friday the latest. So next week, we will be reviewing part six of our chapter entitled In Remembrance of Me. So if you have any other questions, comments that you would like to add, you can be able to share with us next Sabbath in our review section. If anyone would like to be able to close our family section with prayer, mommies, daddies, or even our guests, will you mute your mic to do so, dear ones?
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, Father, we thank you so much for your blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for these lessons that we learn in the children's section, Father. We pray every day and every Sabbath that we can implement them and they become part of our life. We thank you for the participation of the beautiful children and their parents as well. We thank you and we ask you that they continue in this pathway that you have chosen for them. Bless us and keep us for the rest of the Sabbath day, I pray, as we go on to the other section of the studies. May you bless and keep us, I pray. Thank you, Father Jesus, again. In the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we are going to have a part two review of our chapter 72 in remembrance of me, part six, and this will actually end our section of chapter 72. It will be held on December 4, 2021. Have a blessed and rest Sabbath, dear ones, leaving this beautiful quote from 1 Thessalonians 5:23, King James Version. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you have a blessed rest, everyone. Sabbath blessing.